was famous for its Hebrew printing press. 1799, Boruch Ram founded the Ram Publishing Company here in Vilna. The Ram Publishing Company, which continued to exist until it was destroyed by the Nazis. The Ram Printing Press, its final building, is still standing. So we're going to stop by there just to see that building. The significance I can't even begin to explain, but thousands and thousands of Sifrei Kodesh were published by the Ram Publishing Company. And I'll just mention the two most famous, which probably everybody in this room uses on various occasions. In 1860, the Ram Publishing Company published Mishnayis Yochanan Boaz. It's the standard edition of Mishnayis. It's Mishnayis with the Rav and the Tosfos Yontif, and with a very important parish by Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz, who was Rabbi of Danzig in Germany in the 19th century. The name of the parish is Tiferes Yisrael, and it's broken down into two parts called Yochanan and Boaz. So that's the Yochanan and Boaz Mishnayis. It's, if you like, the equivalent of Mikros Gedolos, but Mikros Gedolos is the Tanakh. The Yochanan and Boaz Mishnayis is the standard edition of Mishnayis used by all Talmidei Chachamim who learn Mishnayis. It also has many, many Mefarshim in the back, known in the yeshivas as the boys in the back. Anyway, that was printed. Type was set. It was printed here in 1860 by the Ram Publishing Company in Vilna. It's been photographed ever since. There are hundreds and hundreds of editions. Photomechanical reproductions done in the United States and in Israel. As I say, it's the standard edition of Mishnayis. It first appeared here in 1860. And even more important for Jewish history, in 1880, the Ram Publishing Company printed the Vilna Shas. Virtually every edition of Shas, until very recently, virtually every edition of Shas was simply a photomechanical reproduction of the Vilna Shas, and specifically the Vilna edition of 1880. We're going to go to the building where these great classics were published for the first time. It's still standing. It's still a printing press, but it no longer prints Hebrew books.
We don't know if we got the pipe in.
What?
We don't know if we got the pipe in.
We tried.
Just for information, when the Yiddish newspaper was reconstructed, the one you're holding, those of you who got it, Mishalayim Delita, that happened late. It's fairly recent times. Under Stalin, this couldn't happen. So in more recent years, when they got permission to start a Hebrew press again, they came here, including the man that's with us. They came here to look for Hebrew type, but they couldn't find any.
My question, they built with this kind of brick?
Yeah, it's a brick building.
Yeah, but they built with this kind of brick? I mean, this is like,
yeah. Well, looking at it, you can see that it hasn't been repaired recently.
They may have somewhere online,
but this is it. This is
a building.
I have pictures of this building from 1920.
Looks the same.
Same thing.
Yeah,
that's it.
Is it Ram with an M or N?
R-O, double M.
Was that a person or a place?
And later,
that was a family.
Rabbi Ram from YU.
There's a company.
Zad Feigelson had his office in his building, sat here, and he set the pipe for the whole team. Hundreds of Talmidei Chachamim here in Vilna made their living by sitting in this building and setting the pipe for the Shas. And the whole story is described there in the Vilna Shas.
There was a blind man who actually told them what the critical editor of them.